We're at 18 minutes after 4 on a Wednesday downtown. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole on the Pulse, WZON, and WKIT HD3. Well, time to talk some football this afternoon and get a national perspective on it as we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by our friend Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You had a great column late yesterday on the whole appeal process, Deflategate, and the next steps, and you didn't pull any punches. Basically, you're saying, Vinny, the NFL looks pretty bad here, both inept and inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this process that started way back when, where you weren't sure how the NFL handled the pregame balls and the inflation and everything that goes with that, and then having the independent investigation that they actually paid millions of dollars for to get into this. So, you know, whatever you think about Tom Brady and did he do this, and, you know, do we think he was involved in some way? Probably yes. Are we frustrated that he just doesn't come out and say that he was tied to it in some way? Yes, but at the same point, if you look at it from Brady's perspective, how they've messed this up and everything, and with the NFL and the potential for a lawsuit, I think he just has to keep mum here if it's going to go to the highest court.
So my question is, the NFL has always been so conscious of protecting the shield, and yet now they're throwing one of their biggest marquee players under the bus and going to federal court. Is the shield only applied, does that only apply to teams, owners, and Roger Goodell?
Well, right now, the biggest issue is he's just angered a very powerful owner. We saw Robert Kraft coming out and saying he thought he could trust the league, and now he can't. So that's troublesome, because in the end, with the other issues with the NFL players and their suspensions and the union, and kind of the anti-owner group was the ones affected. But right now, it's the ownership and the prominent member. I think maybe Robert Kraft might not get the full support of all the other owners that say, hey, the Patriots should be caught up in this. But in the big picture, I don't think they would like Roger Goodell to target another owner the way they have with Robert Kraft and his organization.
Well, and I know there's the notion that all publicity is good publicity, but this has gone on so long over something that I think even the most all but the most unreasonable people would say, even if Tom Brady did everything that they claim he did, it's still, compared to other transgressions around the league, a pretty minor thing, and yet it's likely to play out now for several more weeks or months. This can't be good for the image of the NFL.
No, it's not. I mean, and it's also wrong for some people to say this is something like a baseball steroid thing. No, it's not even close to that in terms of what happened here in the game. And we've heard a lot of prominent players from Joe Montana and others just saying this was just part of the game at some point. And, you know, the NFL probably took it too far with the way they processed this. They probably should have had some clear rules in place, so it wasn't so easy for them to be manipulated with the game day stuff. So there's so many things at work here. I think in the end, we just look at, hey, you have a guy like Greg Hardy, domestic violence, you're trying to crack down on that. In the end, I know they fall into different pools, but we see 4 games reduction for Greg Hardy and no reduction, still 4 games for Tom Brady.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. So of all the things that have gone on in the league in the last few years, Vinny, why do you think it's this issue, this instance, where they've chosen to draw the line in the sand?
Well, I think there's a sense of overcompensation here. I mean, how do you show people that you're tough on players who misstep and so-called ruin the integrity of the game? You go way aggressive on the league's biggest star to say, hey, we can make an example of Tom Brady. He's won 4 Super Bowls. He's done everything in this league to really make it boom over the past 15 years. He's been one of the key figures in that, but still we're not afraid to do this and go after him in any way. And I think it's kind of backfired in that sense, because after a while you're still looking for a product in the NFL, and they just weren't smart about their product in this one.
So now we're in a sea of New England Patriots fans, of course, here in Maine, but outside of the state where you are, what's the perception away from New England of Tom Brady?
I think for a lot of people that don't like the Patriots and don't like Tom Brady, and I think that's pretty much everyone who isn't a Patriots fan or doesn't respect the greatness of his career, it comes through just, haha, they finally got you guys. I mean, dating back to Spygate and the shadiness that there is perceived about the Patriots organization, I think everyone is kind of happy about that. But like I said, if it was happening to their team, the NFL was going after them like this and trying to ruin the reputation of their superstar player, then I think they would be a little bit more invested and angry.
Now, he didn't beat anybody up. He's not a drug addict. He wasn't taking performance-enhancing drugs. And yet, what appears to be a cover-up of this whole thing, I think will have some lasting effect. Even if Tom Brady wins his appeal in federal court, will he carry this with him post-retirement?
I mean, it will always be there as part of his history, whether he likes it or not. It will always be there. But over time, I think it's going to weigh out the fact that everyone's going to look at his career, just like with everyone else. As time passes and things change, you're still going to think of what he did on the field, and he'll be there in the Hall of Fame exactly after he retires 5 years. So everything will be there. This will be one of those things, but I don't think this tarnishes his legacy the way that some people might think.
Now, obviously, the NFL has handled this poorly on a number of counts. Whether it's Tom Brady or the Patriots organization, have they done themselves absolutely no favors in the way they've responded, starting with Robert Kraft demanding an apology from the league back in January?
Yeah, I think the Patriots, I did say the NFL looks a lot worse, but I didn't necessarily say the Patriots didn't look a little bad in any sense here. So I think they just need to be careful with their reactions. I think Kraft knows that he's a powerful guy, and being a big peer of Roger Goodell, that he can maybe get away with saying something at that level that maybe other owners can't. So I think he's just trying to defend his organization and go from there. And I think with the Patriots, there's a lot of things. People are frustrated that Brady, Belichick are not speaking, but if they're taking this to a higher level, making a bigger case out of it, I don't think they can say anything if they expect to win that.
Of all the things that I've seen that Brady's defense team can use in court to defend their side of the case here, one of the more interesting ones is the notion that the commissioner might be overstepping his bounds by throwing off the competitive balance of the league by taking away this team's best player for 4 games. Do you think that might carry any weight?
There's a lot of holes in the way the league built its case, and I think that's what they're going to target here. That's why they're not worrying about the truth or whatever we think the truth is with Belichick and Brady. That's not where they're going to get the NFL. They're going to get it in the process and the overuse of power and not setting the guidelines for this before all this started and the way they handled the investigation. So I don't think there's going to be anything with an Exhibit A or B where they're going to go through this in trial form with Deflategate, but the way they're going to go after it is just to poke holes in the way the NFL handled this entire situation.
Vinny, what do you think's most important for Tom Brady in this whole thing? Is it his good name or the opportunity to play those 4 games?
I think his good name is just as important, because as we've seen with the Patriots, whatever adversity they've had when Tom Brady was out, they're able to win. When Tom Brady has struggled and they started slowly, like last year, 1-2, they've been able to win. So I think his name is a bigger deal here than anything else, because yeah, obviously money is not that big of an issue with himself and who he's married to, so that's not the issue here. I think this is all respect. And as a competitor, I think those 4 games will hurt, but I think it hurts more to have his name dragged like this in the past few months.
Vinny, great to get your perspective on this. Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News with us. A terrific job. Continued good luck covering what is not anywhere near being the end of this crazy story.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Vinny Iyer, Sporting News, checking in with us on Downtown. We're